The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink it and criminalize
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you. You had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokens and tokens, and welcome to the show. We made it to the weekend. It is Friday, December 20th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It's also got to be our last live show of 2013. Yeah, I know, it's sad. Last live show of 2013. We're going to take the next couple of weeks off for the holidays. Also got a whole bunch of reprogramming, new music to program, new ads, new liners, all sorts of stuff. So we will be back on January 6th with a whole slate of not just new Russ Belville shows, but a whole bunch of new shows that we're adding. We're adding morning shows and afternoon shows as well. Stick with us in Toker Talk Radio. I'll give you a little bit of a preview of some of the new shows that are coming here on 420radio.org. Also on today's show, Herb Thrasher would normally be calling in for the Rockin' Friday Daily Toker Tune. He's out in Alabama enjoying the Christmas holidays with his family, but he left me with a list of his top 10 best tunes and albums from 2013. We are going to play Herb Thrasher's favorite 2013 rock song, new rock song, coming up at 20 after. And then at 8 p.m. tonight for the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, I'm going to handle things all by myself. We're going to run the best of 2013 Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. We're going to give you songs from that top 10 list of albums that he left me, and maybe a few bongerable mentions as well. Also on today's show, the new High Times magazine is out, and we've got a copy of it right here. We're going to do a little High Times preview, give you a look at what's in the latest edition, and make sure you get a copy of that. And we got time for a radical rant at the end of the show. Steph Scherer, the executive director of Americans for Safe Access, wrote an incredible open letter to the heads of the NFL, the National Football League, on why they need to start embracing the use of medical marijuana for the players. It's so good, I'm just going to read to you the bulk of it there, because she makes so many great points that we just need to reiterate here as we head into the NFL playoff season. Also, we're going to go behind the headlines on today's show and take a look again at that St. Louis marijuana legalization debate. The Riverfront Times interviewed some people who were against legalization, who were at the debate, and got some pretty surprising remarks from them as well. And of course, we open things up with the 420 Radio News right after this first break. We got a couple of new polls on marijuana legalization and marijuana attitudes, and rules for the new dispensaries in Illinois that open up in January 1st. Stick around, plenty coming up on The Russ Belville Show.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, tokers and tokettes, Radical Russ here to introduce you to my friend Matt and all the staff at Lush LED Lighting. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. If you thought LEDs were... meet the tech of today. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Let's just say I appear at a lot of events with the masters of indoor horticulture, and the harvests I saw from Lush LED lighting were big, tight, sticky, and very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent ya. Double your rewards and lower your expenses with Lush LED Lighting. I'm Radical Russ Belville, and I want to thank you for listening to 420 Radio. We couldn't survive without you and our sponsors, and I'd like you to check out one of our prime sponsors, the National Cannabis Coalition. I've been working with NCC since June of 2012, and I'm proud to be part of the team they have assembled. National Cannabis Coalition is building the partnerships with reformers, lawmakers, and industry we need to be successful. Visit the National Cannabis Coalition website at nationalcannabiscoalition.com or the easier-to-remember ncc420.com. That's where you'll get the exclusive first look at my radical rants, as well as informative articles from the nation's top cannabis pundits. Visit ncc420.com today, and if you have your phone handy, text Russ to 420-420 to support NCC and 420 Radio. It's a free text message that helps us help you end adult marijuana prohibition. Learn more at ncc420.com, and thanks for supporting independent marijuana legalization public radio. This is your 420 Radio News for Friday, December 20th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Public softens on marijuana legalization from the Washington Post. Just 29% of Americans say they oppose legalization of small amounts of marijuana for personal use, down from 55% in a 2010 AP CNBC poll. And fewer say legalization would lead to increased use of more serious drugs or harm the economy. The share in favor of legalization was about the same in 2010, while more people reported feeling neutral on the question this year. In 2012, ahead of referendums that made the sale of the drug legal in both Colorado and Washington state, the nation was closely divided on the question. 47% thought it should be legal, and 53% said not. Since the referendums in Colorado and Washington passed, polls by the Pew Research Center and Gallup have found majority support for legalized marijuana. 37% said legalizing marijuana for personal use would actually improve the economy, a slight increase from 32% who felt that way in 2010. Fewer thought it would cause harm to the economy, 16% compared with 21% in 2010. Americans were more likely to see it as a deterrent to stronger drugs than 3 years ago. 17% thought it would disincline people from using more serious drugs compared with 10% in 2010. About a third said it would lead people to try more serious drugs, but that's down from 39% in 2010. Just one in five Americans said they would use marijuana if the sale and possession of small amounts were for personal use were made legal. This is how marijuana consumers want to buy their legal weed from Huffington Post. Were they able to, most Americans would want to buy their legal weed at a pharmacy or at its own store. And they really want to, with 80% thinking that marijuana should be regulated like alcohol. That's according to a new survey from The Street, analyzing consumer opinions on legal marijuana sales. According to The Street's data, 69% of Americans think legal marijuana should be sold at a pharmacy, 60% think it should be sold at its own marijuana store, and 39% want marijuana sold at a liquor store. Only 17% think that marijuana should be sold at coffee shops, and even less, 13%, think it should be sold at the supermarket. Men and women were equally in favor of medical marijuana over recreational marijuana, but when it came to recreational, 33% of men were in favor and only 22% of women supported that. Men and women equally felt it should be regulated like alcohol and were in agreement on the age limits. There was a big difference between men and women on the sale and possession of small amounts being legal. 49% of men think a small stash should be legal, while only 36% of women felt that way. Appeals court, judge right to order the return of medical pot to Colorado Springs cancer patient from the Colorado Springs Gazette. The Colorado Court of Appeals ruled Thursday that a fourth judicial district judge was correct to order Colorado Springs police to return more than 60 pounds of pot to a man who was acquitted at trial of drug charges. At issue is a provision in the state constitution requiring that police properly care for any pot seized during medical marijuana investigations and that it be returned should the owner be acquitted of wrongdoing. The Court of Appeals upheld the ruling in a 2-1 decision. Naperville okays medical marijuana rules from the Chicago Tribune. Medical marijuana dispensaries looking to open in Naperville will be allowed to do so in some retail areas and can have drive-through windows. The Naperville City Council approved regulations for the dispensaries and cultivation centers before the drug officially becomes legal for medical purposes on January 1. Dispensing facilities will be able to open in industrial areas without a hearing. They also will be allowed in some retail areas outside downtown, but a hearing will be needed. The city also has added a provision keeping the facilities at least 250 feet away from residential areas. Doomed legislation to loosen New Jersey's medical marijuana law advances from NewJersey.com. Governor Chris Christie has vowed to veto it, but Democratic lawmakers today ignored him and advanced a measure that would expand the state's medical marijuana law so patients can go out of state for their pot. Under the bill, which passed the Assembly 50-23 with 7 abstentions, patients from other states would also be able to buy medical marijuana in New Jersey. The bill has not yet passed the state Senate. Lawmakers wrote the bill with the help of Megan and Brian Wilson of Scotch Plains, whose 2.5-year-old daughter Vivian suffers from a drug-resistant kind of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. The Wilsons wanted to purchase a strain of marijuana from a Colorado grower, but are unable to under New Jersey law. Governor Christie, however, said he's not willing to expand the state's program any further. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, December 20th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines and take a look at the great St. Louis marijuana legalization debate and the opinions of people against legalization on that debate. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back. The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com. You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, home of the famous lighter leash. Herb Age Designs. Get your Herb Age t-shirts and hoodies and show your pride. Herb Age Designs. We've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter. We'll see you at this year's Hemp Fest. Crank it up. FourTwentyRadio.org presents Cannabis Common Sense with Paul Stanford and Casper Leach from Portland, Oregon, one of Cable Access's longest-running marijuana legalization talk shows, premiering every Friday at noon with replays Sunday at 6 p.m. and Monday at 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time right here
on 420radio.org.
Welcome back, everyone. 15 after the hour. And for Behind the Headlines today, we're taking another look at the great St. Louis marijuana legalization debate. It took place Wednesday. Or was it Thursday? No, it was Wednesday. And the Riverfront Times out of St. Louis has written an article on this, great two-page article entitled Reefer Rumble, Show Me Cannabis Debates Missouri Drug Crop on Drug Cop on Marijuana Legalization. And this was an interesting take for me because, first of all, at the end of the first page, they point out that despite the video of this on the local news that said it was pretty much an even debate, judging by the crowd and their applause, it was clearly won by John Payne. And it was, you know, kudos to the Riverfront Times for noticing that and point, and, you know, setting the record straight that, yeah, the legalization side definitely won that debate, at least judging by the reaction of the audience. But the Riverfront Times, when they went to speak to some of the people at the debate, decided to talk to the people who are against legalization and yet showed up for the debate. And I thought that was a good move because it's interesting to find out what the opponents to the now popular idea of legalization are still hanging on to. It's interesting to find out why they still oppose marijuana legalization. They spoke to Rashid Muhammad. He's apparently an associate director of a youth drug counseling organization, you know, a rehabber. And Muhammad says, quote, "I'm for keeping it illegal," explaining that use of marijuana increases tolerance, which leads to dependency and greater use. Quote, "Even if it's regulated, people will always be able to get stronger stuff on the underground market because they can make money on it." However, Muhammad says incarcerating people for marijuana is not something he's in favor of. Quote, "I don't like that to the degree incarceration is being used now. They get felonies and then they can't get a job. I don't agree with that," end quote. So this is that interesting type of person that supports keeping it illegal and thinks that we should still arrest people who possess, buy, or sell it, but doesn't like incarcerating them all. This is that Kevin Sibet thinking, this new kinder, gentler drug war thinking where, well, we still need to keep it illegal and arrest people, but we don't like the negative outcomes of them having, you know, criminal records. So we'll put them into a rehab, and when they complete the rehab, then we'll clear their criminal record, and then they'll be fine to go out getting jobs and stuff like that. They'll be all rehab. They'll be all better. They'll be all better. What that ignores, of course, is the people who don't make it through rehab, who oftentimes end up getting worse prison sentences for their violations of probation than they would have if they had just taken a plea deal for the original drug charge in the first place. So this is always a troubling aspect of prohibition to me, that there's people who really think that there's just no way we can let people get away with smoking pot. They have to be arrested. They have to be stopped. But at least this guy is saying that he doesn't support the mass incarceration. Kevin Brower was another person who was interviewed by Riverfront Times, agreed with Muhammad that incarceration is not beneficial, but says he's kind of on the fence about recreational use. He says, quote, "I'm not necessarily in favor. I'm not necessarily against, but I'm curious about the conversation. I think there's a lot of other things we should be incarcerating people for, and marijuana is not a good use of space," end quote. This is so telling of the debate on prohibition right now, is so few people believe it's working. Right. There's just something that's naturally in people's souls where they can, in their gut, where they can feel that prohibition just doesn't work. Anybody who wants to smoke pot is. We can't get rid of it. And yet we've prohibited it for 70, 80 years. And that's got to be a cognitive dissonance for most people. But they can't quite get themselves to the point where we could just allow people to smoke pot. They still, it's been demonized for so long, we've got to stop them somehow. But they're against using prison space to do that. And now that they're in this space where they can see the drug wars failed, they can see prohibition doesn't work, and they're against using criminal penalties, you know, as far as incarceration goes, this is where we need to lead them into understanding that you can allow marijuana use. It's okay. Well, except for one guy. They did interview the sheriff of Marion County. His name's Jim Bealsmith, and he's in full favor of keeping marijuana illegal and locking people up for it. And he says, quote, "The only reason I think marijuana has a better perception now than it did in the 80s is because the age group of the people has changed.
People who grew up in the 60s and 70s when the drug culture was pervasive are now moved up into the stature of society. They're now becoming elders and their perception of it is different than their parents were. End quote. Well, yeah, they grew up actually using it, knowing it didn't kill any of them, and they didn't turn into axe murderers like their parents were told in the Reefer Madness days. But the cop, of course, is completely in favor of keeping it illegal and locking people up for it because that's his job. Whole lot easier dealing with a pothead than a drunk, or a rapist, or a murderer.
Have you ever met that funny
20 after, we gotta take our break here. You know the union rules.
Have you ever met
our last Russ Belville show break of 2013, so smoke him if you got him.
He swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Let him bring in the beat.
Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel produces quality custom designs for t-shirts, hats, and other apparel. Handmade Apparel is the official design shop for 420 Radio, The Russ Belville Show, Ganja John, and Cascadia Concentrates, among many clients who rely on Adam Hand for everything from short-run custom projects to full-run clothing lines. Adam's meticulous designs are individually crafted and screened in vibrant high-definition color. Visit handmadeapparel.biz to browse the selection of handmade gear or to get a personal quote for your own designs. Handmade Apparel, a proud supporter of 420radio.org.
Last 7 major party candidates to run for president, 3 of the last 7 vice presidential candidates, and the last 3 presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show.
There is peaceful solution called a peace revolution. And now let's take back America.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Like millions of freedom-loving Americans, I'm a marijuana smoker, and I don't think that that should be any of the government's business. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana. The next time you light up, take the time to let your elected officials know how you feel. It's time we legalize marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at NORML.org.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time for Daily Toker Tunes, and this is a long one. Herb Thrasher is up in, or down there in Alabama, and so he's not calling in today, but he left me with his top 10 best albums of 2013, and at the bottom of that post, he mentioned what he considers to be his favorite song, his favorite new song of 2013. This is Monster Magnet with End of Time.
Tell those slobs that they got it wrong. What makes something funny? How does humor impact health and psychological well-being? How can you incorporate humor into everyday life? A concise, reader-friendly introduction to an important but often underappreciated topic in modern psychology, Humor 101 explains the role of comedy, jokes, and wit in the sciences and discusses why they are so important to understand. Psychology professor Dr. Mitch Earlywine draws from his personal experiences in stand-up comedy to focus on how humor can regulate emotion, reduce anxiety, and diffuse tense situations, expose pretensions, build personal relationships, and much more. He irreverently debunks the pseudoscience on the topic of humor and leaves readers not only funnier, but better informed. It's part of the Psych 101 series from Springer Publishing, Humor 101 by Dr. Mitch Earlywine, PhD.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share. Hi, this is Dan Michaels. If you're looking for professional voice talent for your commercial or podcast, I'm your man. Visit danmichaelsaudio.com for more information.
Let's get the session started because it's 420.
Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. The Russ Belville Show visits with West Coast editor Dave Bienenstock for a look forward to the next issue and the next marijuana events in our High Times preview.
Welcome back, everybody. And as you know by now, we're not visiting with Dave Bienenstock. We are doing the High Times preview, though. We've got the new issue right here at Rolla J Studios, so the 2014 Hydro Report issue. Make sure you get a copy of that if you can. All sorts of great stuff in this issue, including the how to open a pot dispensary inside the anti-pot Illuminati, Puffin Strange Clouds with B.O.B., and Grow Guru Jorge Cervantes' Secrets Revealed. Really looking forward to this. Also, got to point out my own article that's in here in the High Times magazine with respect to the drug war. Let's just give you a look at this. Page 19 is where you'll find the High Witness News. That's what they call that, High Witness News. And for the past, well, I don't know, two or three issues, I've had the lead article in the High Witness News. You can see right there, drug testing scam by Russ Belville. In this article, I'm basically pointing out all of the different ways we are being, our rights are being intruded upon by the drug testing industries, from kids being forced to drug test to, you know, safety sensitive positions, and basically give a history lesson on how drug testing has come to be the epidemic that it is now. Of course, the big headline there, more taxpayer dollars are being spent on drug testing that is being saved by denying benefits to those who failed the test. That's the new push from the GOP to drug test people for welfare or for food stamps. Because, you know, if someone does drugs, they should starve. I just really don't understand that mentality. The idea, of course, is supposed to be, you know, to give people reasons to not use drugs, right? If they know that they'll lose their food stamps, they won't use drugs, right? Well, see, that's not the way addiction works. Addiction takes place over all rational thinking. You'll be glad to give up your food to do the drugs, and it doesn't hurt anybody but the kids of the people you're denying these drugs to. Benefits to, excuse me. Also, we've got B.O.B., hip-hop performer, Getting Real in this issue. Big interview with B.O.B. at some grow house there. Looks like he's having himself a pretty good time. Sarah Renfro on this article. Obama, you know about Mary Jane, I'll tell her I saw you, is the quote from this one. We also have the San Francisco Thrash Vets, Death Angel. And they've got a new album out. Zena Sarfin has written this article. And we'll point this one out to Herb Thrasher, because I'm sure he would love to know a little bit more about Death Angel. Those of you big heavy metal fans out there. Then, as we keep flipping through the High Times magazine, there's a nice Munchies classic firecracker recipe. Nice little Munchie recipe. And, you know, one of the things that I'm liking about flipping through High Times these days is the ads in between. You know, there's many more ads as the marijuana movement becomes bigger and better. And I'm not seeing, like I used to see, tons and tons of, you know, boobs and buds, right? And here's, okay, all right. So here's the one little nurse picture where she's got the thigh-high stockings, right? So, all right, maybe a little salacious there, but not bad, right? Then, okay, a safe place for your stash, you know, you got the girl's backside, but still, flipping through generally, it used to be much worse. I'm starting to see, you know, many more of these ads that are really focusing on the product and all the, you know, details of that product. Like here's some LED lighting, for example. Anyway, as we flip through the magazine, the next major feature that we got here, a Snoop Dogg, shooting Snoop Dogg, basically how to, they're trying to take pictures with Snoop Dogg and everything that went wrong, you know, trying to get Snoop Dogg to cooperate. So check that out in the new High Times. This is the February 2014 edition of High Times, so you want to check that out. Some new hot products as well. But I think the one that, you know, on the cover, the Rig Buyer's Guide. I forgot to mention the little star there for the Rig Buyer's Guide. And I like the way they titled this, Radical Rigs. That's right, Radical Rigs. All about the oil industry. And then right there with the ad right next to it, big supporters of our show, Oil Slick, getting their products there right next to the Radical Rigs. But a really good look at different types of oil rigs. And, you know, the folks, the main High Times offices are out there in Manhattan, out there in New York, right? So getting this information out to the East Coast, where these people don't have as much experience or understanding what the different types of rigs are, this is going to be an invaluable issue. Some of the electric rigs now here, I love this piece, water-cooled piece that we've got here in this kind of looks like a wand there, or maybe a soldering iron of some sort. But you'll have to check this out in the High Times February 2014 edition. It's got this Rig Buyer's Guide, you know, more rigs, more rigs, more rigs, and all about them. So great, great stuff for the consumers out there if you're wanting to know more about this big trend in using concentrates. You know, these are the tools of the future. And of course, High Times been doing this for 40 years, so they've got plenty of experience. And then even the ads that are around this, I'm seeing ads for Happy Daddy tools, for all these different extractors. Here's one, White Rhino Iron, no flame, no butane, glass vaporizer attachment, flameless torch attachments. Again, taking the idea of like a soldering iron, of just having the tip where that's going to heat up and you know, take care of your concentrates without having the need for the blowtorch and the constant relighting and heating up of a nail. I think that's the direction we're going to see these rigs go to. I saw some electric nails down there at some of these events that I think are definitely the new way. But there's plenty here to look at. But of course, High Times has always been a growers magazine. And if you want grow side information, they've got it right here. Basically, some grow secrets from outside in. This is Amsterdam with Nico Escondido talking about how Amsterdam pioneered a lot of indoor growing techniques. Great information for our growers out there if you're interested in that sort of thing. And as we continue through the magazine, we get to lots of ads. Oh, the 2014 Hydro Report. Hydroponic growing, and then pretty looking buds there, you got to say, for the 2014 Hydro Report and all the information you need on, you know, why you'd want to grow hydroponically, how to maintain a sterile hydroponic environment, how you can coax faster growth rates out of plants using it hydroponically, the different mediums that you might want to use in hydroponic gardening, the water quality issues. And of course, as is always with High Times, the centerfold, this would be the Tahoe Perps. Ooh, that's pretty. Tahoe Perps. That's some very, very nice bud. But more information on growing, the use of dissolved oxygen, a list of five must-have products if you're going to be growing hydroponically. That's continuing on to the next page. And all sorts of information on pH, on electrical conductivity, total dissolved solids, hydroponic nutrients. Boy, if you're interested in hydroponic growing, you need to pick up this issue. High Times, February 2014. It's on your newsstand right now, so check that out. And then a lot of people, as marijuana becomes legal and becomes medical in more states, are very interested in opening up a pot dispensary. Jen Bernstein has got a great article, How to Open a Pot Dispensary. And Dan Sky has taken some of these wonderful photos. So it's going to give you kind of the breakdown on what you need to know, depending on what you're going to, where you're going to go. Nice little quote here. The clinic can track down to 1/100th of a gram, a weight so hard it's hard to imagine. And that's one thing you'll have to get used to, is the fact that in these legal states, there are a lot of regulations you're going to have to follow and a lot of information you're going to have to take in a short time. It's a good idea to get yourself some expertise behind you and find these people that are going to help you out. Now, Chris Simonek, the editor of High Times, has a great feature piece. This one's called Inside the Anti-Pot Illuminati. Last September, in the land of California, an elite group of pot prohibitionists met to discuss strategies for reversing the progress that medical and recreational marijuana have made toward legitimacy. Marijuana activists staged a protest at the gates, and one lone dope journalist attempted to crash the party. So, very interesting stuff. Lanny Swerdlow and Paul Chabot feature strongly in this article. Of course, Lanny Swerdlow is the host of Marijuana Compassion and Common Sense here on 420 Radio. Paul Chabot is the most foaming at the mouth of the prohibitionists out there. He's the one who got addicted to marijuana at age 12, recovered, and became an anti-drug zealot. He says some of the craziest stuff in there as well. But this will be a great article. Check this one out. Chris Simonek writing. And of course, we've got Lanny right there. Right there in the magazine for you. So learn all about the anti-pot Illuminati. And then, speaking of people on 420 Radio, Jorge Cervantes, nice full-color headshot of Jorge Cervantes, sans disguises that he's gotten rid of like years ago now. But a Jorge Cervantes High Times interview. This was upon him achieving his High Times Lifetime Achievement Award. So some questions for Jorge about that. And, you know, his latest, you know, what kind of mistakes do growers make? Do people go to jail in Spain? What's it like writing your column and so forth? Free weed. You also hear that here on 420 Radio. We, of course, have Danny Danko's regular expert grow advice column. So any questions you might have for Danny Danko, you can get those into the magazine. We also talk to Danny on the fourth Fridays of the month here at 420 Radio's Russ Belville Show. Won't be speaking to him next week, though, because it's our Christmas week break. Unfortunately, we love talking to Danny. Here's a little Kosher Kush in the magazine as well. That's some pretty, pretty bud. And, of course, as we get toward the back of the magazine, we have all the standard features that we're used to. The Dear Danko section, where people are asking Danny the questions. Guest here on 420 Radio's Russ Belville Show. There we go. Dr. Mitch Earlywine, the Ask Dr. Mitch column. You can always get that here in High Times magazine. The Dawn of the Medidab, the Dab department. And this is a new, looks like a new segment that they've got in High Times. Dawn of the Medidab. And then there's a photo of a friend of ours, Rudy Reyes, out of San Diego, the burn survivor who ran for office and is a great, great activist. Here's Almost Infamous with Bobby Black. Vaping with Geraldo. Right there. That's worth the price of the magazine, folks. Vaping with Geraldo. We got to check that out. I got to find out what the hell happened. I got to talk to Bobby Black about that. The Normalizer in the back, explaining there how you can become an activist, get normal, get it legalized. The Normal Game Change column in the back there of High Times as well. The Medical Marijuana Directory, the Legal Directory, the pot shots, all the beautiful pictures of Bud that you got here in High Times. And then, of course, at the end, the Pot 40
we'll be right back after
and the upcoming Cannabis Cup.
Friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Rust Belt.
I'm so excited I ran long. San Bernardino, February 7th and 8th.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place. Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more.
To keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel.
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. Radical Russ has been prepping for this debate full-time since 2005.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
Well, I'm pretty proud of Steph Shearer, the executive director of Americans for Safe Access, for the article she's got up on Huffington Post, excuse me. It's entitled Why the NFL Should Embrace Medical Marijuana. It's a subject we've covered here before. We talked about that ESPN, the magazine article where it called for, you know, embracing medical marijuana. But that ESPN article only went as far as introducing it as a painkiller, as an alternative to all of the toxic drugs that these players are pumped full of. Shearer, with her expertise and knowledge on the subject, basically dresses down the NFL in this open letter and explains exactly why. Not only is medical marijuana an option, it should be a prime option for these football players. Now, you know, the context as well is that the NFL had to settle a lawsuit with former players, current and former players, $765 million settlement in order to forestall any of these lawsuits about how much the NFL knew about the dangers of concussion and brain injury to the players, how much they hid from the players, and how much they just let these players get right back on the field when they should have been, you know, taken off of the field at that time. So this is something that this is very, you know, timely as far as the debates on the NFL and medical marijuana go. So
Steph Shearer wrote this. Again, it's on Huffington Post, and you can get this information. You can get this at huffingtonpost.com if you want to take a look at it. And in it, well, I will just read to you from her article. She's written this directly to the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, and the executive director of the NFL Players Association, DeMaurice Smith. The great utility of medical cannabis is in part the remarkable safety of the medicine and the lack of serious side effects. The other is the unique breadth of its therapeutic actions. Because it is simultaneously a painkiller, anti-inflammatory, and neuroprotective agent, a single dose of cannabis can replace a handful of pharmaceuticals. For musculoskeletal injuries, medical cannabis works as well as codeine and other opiates. It also has a synergistic effect that makes smaller doses of opiates more effective, lessening the chance for side effects and addiction. Using medical cannabis to lower doses or substitute for opiate painkillers can help reduce the misuse that leaves former players addicted at four times the rate of non-players. For the difficult-to-treat neuropathic pain that can result from tissue and spinal injuries, low doses of medical cannabis have been shown to work even when handfuls of Vicodin won't. Medical cannabis also offers powerful anti-inflammatory properties without the damaging side effects of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. Overuse by players of NSAIDs has been tied to kidney failure and liver damage, as you know, because former Seahawks safety Kenny Easley sued the NFL shortly before receiving a kidney transplant in 1990. But it's not just ibuprofen that's causing problems. Physicians for 28 of 30 teams reported giving an average of 15 game day injections of Toradol, a pain-killing NSAID that thins the blood, increasing the risk of serious head injuries. After a dozen former players sued the NFL in 2011 over long-term side effects, the NFL Physician Task Force last year recommended changing how Toradol is used. But that leaves them looking for safer alternatives. Medical cannabis is a prime candidate. Beyond pain management and anti-inflammatory properties that can help players manage bodily injury, medical cannabis offers something no other drug can: protection for players' brains. The powerful neuroprotective properties that fight head trauma, such as the concussions that are the most serious consequence of the game, have been documented by medical researchers since 1998. More recent studies show how activating the body's endocannabinoid system in the same way cannabis does reduces the effects of serious traumatic brain injury, or TBI, and can help keep seriously head-injured people alive. Cannabinoids, the active chemicals in cannabis, also have uniquely powerful ways of fighting central nervous system diseases that may be the result of trauma, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, all of which disproportionately affect NFL players. That means the powerful antioxidative, anti-inflammatory, and neuroprotective qualities of cannabis can help active players recover quicker from concussions while mitigating the long-term damage that may result in these deadly diseases. The NFL has taken steps to address ALS by adding it to benefits former players receive under the 88 plan that also covers Parkinson's and dementia. But if players such as the New Orleans Saints' Steve Gleason had access while he was playing and sustaining the trauma that may have triggered his ALS, the progression of the disease may have been very different. The remarkable story of Kathy Jordan, a woman given 3 to 5 years to live when she was diagnosed with ALS in 1985, but has now used cannabis to successfully fight the disease for nearly 3 decades, should give hope to everyone. Historically, the NFL may have treated cannabis as a PR problem, but times have changed. Just last month, you had to deal on 2 successive days with the fallout from Atlanta's Jason Snelling and Kansas City's Dwayne Bowe, each being arrested for marijuana possession. But Bowe's hometown paper was quick to point out that the
case for marijuana use by NFL players is straightforward, noting your sport is one of pain and stress, and the drug can help with each. Howard Bryan made the case in ESPN the magazine, beginning with the headline, "It's time for the NFL to embrace a new pain reliever, marijuana." With 8 in 10 Americans saying doctors should be free to make cannabis a treatment option, extending that opportunity to players is unlikely to cause much of a kerfuffle. The biggest challenge may be figuring out how to change the rules to allow it. Many sports provide therapeutic use exemptions for approved medical treatment with drugs that are otherwise banned. If the NFL adopted a similar policy for medical cannabis, players with medical clearance would no longer need to fear a season-ruining suspension, and neither would their teams. For that to work well, the federal government needs to clear the way for trainers to dispense it. Until then, that approach could create unfair advantages for teams in medical cannabis states. Alternatively, the NFL could follow the lead of Olympic sports and only worry about players using the drug while on the field. The World Anti-Doping Authority last year raised the threshold for a positive test for marijuana by a factor of 10, from 15 nanograms per milliliter to 150 nanograms per milliliter, with the stated intent of only targeting athletes who are using it in competition. That's what the UFC and the Nevada State Athletic Commission have done. Athletes who succeed at the NFL's level of competition are driven, disciplined people whose pursuit of excellence entails careful choices and enormous personal sacrifices. Love of the game and a will to win propel them, but millions of dollars in salary are also at stake in careers that can be cruelly short. Playing an extra season or two can mean the difference between supporting their families well in retirement or not. Those who are choosing to use cannabis to recover from what the sport demands are doing so because they've determined it works better with fewer side effects than other options. Medical science backs them up on that. It's time the NFL did too. Kudos to Steph Shearer for that. That's an amazing piece. I encourage you all to check it out. It's on Huffington Post right now. Why the NFL should embrace medical marijuana. And folks, that's all the time we've got here in this hour. Our last live hour of 2013. I know, we're all sad about that. Yeah. But we'll be back on January 6th with new shows, new segments, new ads, new liners, new filler, new music, all sorts of new stuff. So make sure you check that out. We got hour two coming up next. Toker Talk Radio. Brian the Red and Left Wing Larry are in the studio. And I got a few stories, including a story on getting your dog high. We'll talk about that and more. For Brian the Red and Left Wing Larry, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us here at Rolla J Studios in beautiful Potland, Oregon. And until next time, take care of each other, Tokie. Tokies? It's the last show of 2013. I can't even do my sign off. Happy holidays is what I was trying to say. And take care of each other, Tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.